Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nikki Dukas, actress extraordinaire. Does that do you justice?
I hope so.
Yeah?
I leave that to you.
Oh, well, in my humble opinion, I think so. And I think what is on every Pittsburgher's mind right now, mm-hmm, is what is it like to be Nikki Dukas?
I get that often.
Yeah, wherever. I figured. Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like to be me this week is that I'm opening this show here at this incredibly beautiful theater that I saw for the first time last week. The New Hazlet. Is it New Hazlet or New Hazlet?
I hear both. I always go Hazlet because hazelnut is, you know, kind of in my vocabulary, but I believe it's Hazlet.
Then we'll say Hazlet.
I think so. Now, I could be wrong, and I'm sure folks will write to me about this, but or we can have people vote, maybe. We'll see.
Whatever you think. Anyway, so we're opening this production of 3 Days in the Country, a new adaptation by Patrick Marber, and so all I'm doing right now is thinking about that, because we have our first preview tonight.
Yeah. Well, so we're catching you at a very tense time here. So thank you again for, you know, taking the time. I hope you don't mind that I provided you a little libation there,
a little fuel
for this evening. Now, I recall you saying earlier that this
it's
is your
smooth.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we do spare no expense here at Berg Vivant. I recall you saying earlier this is your 11th production in Pittsburgh.
You know, I may have misspoken, but I think so. It's about my 11th.
One of the great points about the show that's coming up, 3 Days in the Country, is this tremendous cast. And I think on the website, Kinetic's website, it described it as a beautiful blend of Pittsburgh actors and regional actors. Now, first of all, to say Pittsburgh actor is great because it really shows that actors can work here.
Oh, you have an amazing community.
I'm impressed by it. It's a gift every day.
Yeah.
But I believe you fit into the regional column there.
I fit into the
regional.
My husband and I, Leo Marks, who's also in the show.
Yes.
Both, we live in L.A., and Sam Suits of Us, who works in Pittsburgh probably more than we do, is from New York. And actually now David Whalen, Pittsburgh's favorite son, lives in South Carolina, mm-hmm, I believe. So there are actually four people. And Katie, who went to CMU, is from New York, lives in New York. So she's an out-of-towner as well.
So for an L.A.-based actress, what first brought you to Pittsburgh?
David Whalen.
Yeah?
Yes. Andrew was directing a production of An Ideal Husband at PICT, and I don't know if they lost someone at the last minute or they just haven't cast the part yet. And Andrew asked David for a recommendation, and he recommended me because we had done a production of Pygmalion at South Coast Rep, which is a big regional theater in Southern California.
And then after that, roughly 11 more shows followed for you in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, worked out pretty well, and I dragged my husband along.
So, and really, again, I think it's a testament to the great theater community that we have.
And it's a testament to Andrew Paul, too, because he is one of the rare artistic directors who travels all around the country, seeing theater wherever he goes, actually all around the world, and he'll just call people. In fact, we have, is it a fifth out-of-towner, which is Adam Haas Hunter, who's from L.A., and when Andrew was in L.A. a couple of years ago, he went and saw this play at the Kirk Douglas and saw Adam in it and thought of him for this play.
So is it safe to say then that theaters like Kinetic are helping put Pittsburgh on the national theater map?
They should be. Because it's national caliber theater here. And that's why Leo and I are here, because Andrew called us up and said, I've got this amazing play, and in it are going to be these amazing actors, and we wanted to sign on right away.
And it is an incredible cast.
Yeah.
We have, it says, David Whalen as the landowner, Arcady, and Nikki Dukas as his passionate wife, Natalia. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
All right. Well, you know, David Whalen, he could do worse. That's pretty good.
And ironically, Brian, I'm in love with someone else.
Oh, the plot thickens.
Our marriage is not a happy one
because when
we meet.
As we see on the very vivid advertising, reckless romantic love is what 3 Days in the Country is all about. Now, is that something that you yourself have a good deal of experience in? Reckless romantic love?
I'd say yes, without saying anything more.
But I love this. The fine print is, and its consequences, really tiny. Like, oh, now you tell me? Great. So, I guess that's what we can certainly look forward to in this tale. And this is actually an adaptation, as we said, of
a... it's an adaptation of a Turgenev play. Very famous Russian play that never gets done because it's about 4 hours long. Beautiful play, but this adaptation much improves on it. It's very alive and 2 hours long and funny and makes you cry at moments you don't expect to cry.
And this is the Patrick Marber version of A Month in the Country was the original piece,
right.
So 3 Days in the Country, a little shorter. And we're all appreciative
right.
of that. And a United States premiere.
Yeah, shockingly. Although I think the reason why it's a premiere is because there are 13 people in the cast, and that's just so expensive to do. Which is another brave thing that Andrew Paul does.
That is. You don't see that these days, and it's even affected, I think, the whole way theater is produced. There aren't playwrights writing these parlor room dramas with 12, 13, 14 characters anymore. You see a lot of the 2 to 4 person plays.
And I wonder if young playwrights are going to even be able to write plays for big casts because they don't have any experience doing it.
Unless it's a musical based on a movie.
That's right.
That's the way. Because that somehow works. Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of passion here. Maybe folks that love trees. And
it
looks like they really love trees. That's great. You're opening on November 18th, which is today, tomorrow.
Yeah, well, is today the 18th?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Yes, you preview.
Today's the first preview, and tomorrow's the opening.
And running through December 4th, we have plenty of opportunities to see this here. This particular role, and you know, there's plenty in your repertoire, has this one, this character, Natalia, added anything that you've never experienced in your approach to a role
what
before?
What a great question. I have found it, when I read it, I was so delighted by it because she is so sort of, they call her restless.
Mm.
She's in this unhappy marriage, but I think she's always been a very restless person. She falls in love with the very young, much younger tutor of her son, and spends the whole play trying to decide if she should say something or what she should do about it. And what's been hard about it is that, like all great Russian plays, Chekhov was very influenced by this playwright. It's full of subtext, so it's not right all there on the page.
Yep.
And you have to do a lot of work figuring out what's happening inside, off stage, and that's been the biggest challenge for me.
Hmm. So. Well, I hope that she will be ready in approximately, 3 hours? 4 hours? Of course, you've got this. And I saw the set on the way in. It's a really great use of the space.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Theater in the Round in the Hazlet. I mean, that's, I think, a great way to use the space.
Yeah,
in there.
It's really exciting. And I was just saying to my husband the other night, it's like, I feel like I only want to do Theater in the Round now because as an actor, you're on a proscenium, a normal proscenium stage, you're constantly sort of opening up and adjusting. And in a Theater in the Round, you can treat it like a movie set. You can go anywhere. You can do anything.
Yeah, when you think about it.
You can always see you.
Yeah, the proscenium theater is very unnatural in a lot of ways.
But theater in the round, too, I think takes, you know, on the director's part, a whole other degree of almost choreography in getting people to go.
It's just different different rules of engagement.
Yes, yes. And engaged we shall be here again through December 4th with 3 days in the country. Now, how would Nikki Dukas fare 3 days in the country?
How would I what?
Fare. Like, would you survive? Are you an outdoorsy kind of guy?
No, I'm not. I'm somebody who likes... But fortunately, there's a house. There's a beautiful... country estate, and that's where I would be sleeping at.
Okay, but I'm talking...
I like to take long walks from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, I'm fine, and then I'm in bed and a bath.
Well, that's outdoorsy. That's a 12-hour walk.
But I don't like camping.
Yeah, nothing appeals about it. Not the cooking, not
I wear contact lenses, I need to blow dry my hair, and I like a very comfortable bed and a toilet.
Ah, very good. So 3 days in the country in this sense is doable for
you. Oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
Now, this is a pleasure.
Now, I guess you've done some film and television out in L.A.?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what's been the roughest gig you've had then? Okay, so if camping is like where we're kind of drawing the line, as far as work goes, what's been the toughest job?
There is
job
no such thing
had?
As a tough job in television. It's all easy. I mean, there's long hours. It's boring. Sometimes you have to stand in the rain. That's about as hard as it gets. But the toughest part is the auditioning and the waiting to see if you got the part. That's the tough part.
I mean, there should be, I think, actors' equity should include therapists for actors because that not knowing, and, you know, most people...
Oh, and they call you, you know, they call you at 3:30 in the afternoon and say, here are 17 pages, you have to be ready tomorrow morning by 10 o'clock, and then you show up frantically trying to be prepared, and then they say, we're just doing page 7 through 8, and you...
Well, now I know why you do 12-hour walks when you can.
That's right.
I would do that as well. What's coming up next for you after three days in the country?
Next, I'm going to Australia with my husband.
Oh, yes. Business or pleasure?
A little of both.
Very good.
Yes, just for a couple of weeks.
Are you doing a show out there, filming?
We're not doing a show. My husband and I also do corporate coaching, where we work with companies about communication skills.
Oh, wow.
And... they're sending us to Australia, where my sister and nephew happen to be for Christmas, my sister's family, so we're staying on for Christmas.
That's fascinating. And I imagine that your acting skills really do come into play there in communicating.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So which came first, the acting career or the business coaching?
The business coaching is way late in the game.
Yeah. So what? I'm curious as to what inspired that. What, you know, the both of you being actors, you know, what kind of triggered you to see a niche for that?
It's not our business. We were hired by the guy who started the company, who's a friend and began as a theater director and has this great double skill of business and theater. And what we found is that people all over the world are sort of yearning to communicate better. And it involves all kinds of things. It's presentation skills, but also more powerful difficult conversations, how to negotiate a difficult conversation. So some of it we've had to learn, and some of it has been sort of through our experience as actors, we're just...
Well, I think this is a gift that we can all benefit from right now. There's a lot of tension in our
Absolutely.
Country.
Today. Hasn't served me as well as I would hope.
Right, politically. But, you know, what advice then would you give as... an actress,
as a
communications coach, for those that are having a little difficulty right now, coping with, you know, maybe some friends and family that may see things differently than we do, or folks that we might meet out in the community. What is your advice and message of hope?
I have some, and I would say it's start with what you share, start knowing that you share common goals, and keep touching back on that. I think it's really important that you discuss your disagreements. And I think if you do it in the spirit of, I know we have the same goal, which is we want the best for our country, and that we can disagree about how we achieve that, I think you can have a conversation without killing the other person. I hope.
Cheers to that. Thank you for those words of wisdom and hope.
Thank you.
A delightful piece of advice from Nikki Dukas, again performing in 3 days in the country, running here at the New Hazlet from November 18th to December 4th. Not to be missed. Reckless love, reckless romantic love, all of the above, and its consequences. Nikki, thank you so much for chatting. We're looking forward to seeing you on stage.
Thank you.
Bravo.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.